Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the podcast from the St. Louis Sportist, an occasionally smart, always irreverent look at sports in St. Louis and beyond. And now, your St. Louis Sportist.
Happy New Year. Hello and welcome to the podcast from the St. Louis Sportist. My name is Ron Cook and I am joined by Joe Sperlin.
Merry New Year. Happy to be here.
You know, that changed the greeting for a generation, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And our generation.
And Doug Lansdowne.
Yep. Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for everybody that followed us in 25 and made it a lot of fun.
Indeed. And Tom Mathis and Keith Farrell are on assignment. Keith's assignment came in quite late, and he was... none too happy about it, but those two will be back next year, or next year, literally, next year. And next week, we will go through our predictions, as we promised. We're going to wait for those cats to get back before we do that. But in this edition, Mizzou shows that the best offense is nowhere to be found. Illinois saves their best game of the season for last. The Chiefs may finally get a decent draft choice. It's college football playoff time, and College Hoops faces an eligibility crisis. St. Louis Sportists are brought to you by First Coast Steel Buildings. Jason and his team will take your project from design to completion with a family-first approach. Learn more at firstcoaststeel.com, and we'll hear more from Sandra Templeoff and First Coast later in the show, and we appreciate their sponsorship literally from the very beginning of this podcast. So thanks to Jason and those guys. We really appreciate them. And tonight, it says tonight's last call here right on my screen. That's not right. This morning's last call. We're recording this at 10 a.m. on New Year's Eve, folks. 10 a.m. This morning's last call is brought to you by Black Dog Consulting, LLC, here to help the one truck owner and the small fleet owner to grow and prosper. Contact Dave at 417-217-9622. Black Dog Consulting, helping you retrieve bigger profits. If you're feeling like it and have a chance to rate this podcast, leave a comment where you get your podcasts. That would really help us out. We're on X, Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, and I think we're coming to TikTok, gentlemen.
Ooh.
I have been practicing my dance moves, Doug, you know, those little books where it's like step, step. I've been practicing. So look out for that.
Yeah, that'll be entertaining.
I think so. Before we get in further trouble, let's lead it off with quick hits, Joe Sperlin.
As college football kind of hits their peak, it's interesting with the portal. I saw a note this morning that there was an estimated 3,300 people in the portal with not enough spots. Now, that's everyone. I think that's D2, NAIA, everyone, which it's interesting to me because a couple local kids, two from Rogersville, have their eligibility up, and they went in the portal just to see where they're going from Missouri Southern and Missouri State, and then the young man from Glendale that I've gotten to know him and his family is leaving Tennessee. So probably the funniest one I've seen was the young man from Oklahoma State that posted his visits, and it was at Arkansas and somewhere else, and then one of his visits was going to be at Oklahoma State. So I'm sure that's a sit down, and with the new head coach. And by the way, shocker, the North Texas kid confirmed today he's going to Oklahoma State. So, Ron, I think you said it best. I don't need a tour.
No campus tour necessary.
Yeah. So
I've wondered about the kids, or how many times it happened where some kid is like, I'm going to show them. And he walks in and says, Coach, I'm entering the portal. And the coach is like, okay.
Well, it reminds me of the story of a coach that was having a hard time with the school board and the superintendent at a school. And he walked in and had an argument with the superintendent. And he said, I have my resignation right here, and waved it in front of the superintendent's face. And the superintendent grabbed it and said, accepted. And I said, what did you do? He said, well, I kind of stood there for a second, and then I turned and walked out of the office.
It goes back to when all the umpires resigned en masse, and MLB said this is a dream come true, and they just accepted the resignations of the ones they didn't like, and the other ones, they're like, no, we don't accept your resignation.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Doug, what do you have?
I just want to tell you and your wife, happy anniversary. I know you mentioned it a second ago. It was just a few years that we were together and everything. And you don't get enough credit for driving this ship, because you do a great
job. Right.
So
thank you very much.
JK doesn't get enough credit for driving this ship.
That's where I was going to go.
Always hosting. She's the hostess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She's very tolerant. So I'll say thank you, JK. And my quick hit is very quick this week to watch every game on NFL Week 17, which began on Christmas and ended on Monday. You would have had to have, are you ready? Netflix, NBC, Peacock, Prime Video, Fox, CBS, and ESPN. Yes, as Doug has counted, that is eight. Eight channels or networks. Now, I'm going to sound like old man shakes fist at cloud here, but back when we were growing up, it was, is this on NBC or CBS? Except for Monday night, which we all knew was ABC with Howard Cosell.
Well, if you had the antenna, and probably people listening maybe say, a what?
Yep.
two of those would have been free, correct? Fox
right.
and CBS, everything else you had to pay for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, get used to that.
I was just going to say, here's a conversation I have with Dad each week before the NFL schedule. We talk about some of the games. He goes, can I watch that one? I'm like, no. Am I going to be able to watch that? No. No. Well, can I watch that one? Yes, you can see that one. So,
Joe, I'm going to tell one of my favorite antenna stories. And I think, I don't know if either of you have ever heard this. Doug's laughing. He may have heard it. And our friend Scott Fleetwood, who listens to this game, the famous Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's UCLA was playing Houston's Elvin Hayes. And the game was broadcast on the Joplin affiliate, but it was not broadcast on the Springfield affiliate. So my dad got up on the roof of the house and moved the antenna from the Springfield toward Joplin. And Scott's dad was like, are you getting anything, Bob? he was unsuccessful, but, you know, good efforts to try to watch what was it, the game of the century at the time. But at any rate, things have changed. Hey, Doug, that Mizzou bowl game. I said the defense would play well, and they did, but I didn't count on the fact that the offense would be very bad.
Now, there's been times this year that they have been hard to watch, but you can't even rank that. God, that was terrible.
No passing game.
Yeah, I don't know. You better go get about three quarterbacks in the portal. That was brutal.
Yeah, and then Hardy doesn't get the ball nearly as much as you expect he will, and he had some words with Drinkwitz. That got a little bit of attention up here.
Well, he needed to.
I kind of think guys, coaches are sitting there going, and I know Drink at the end kind of said, this game meant nothing to us. Well, I would hope so that you say that after that performance, but you also sit there and go, do I really want to give Hardy the ball 30 times here in a game that technically doesn't really mean anything?
Right, right. Well, but and boy,
you talk about, you're right, Vince. That guy, the current quarterback, is not the answer.
No. And the problem that Mizzou has, it's funny how like NFL salary cap problems have come to college because they need receivers, they need a quarterback, they need an edge rusher, they need linemen. And if you overspend at one of those position, you're short somewhere else.
No, you left out they need a coach.
Oh, you've extended the guy twice this year.
And a kicker. That dude, he's leaving.
I think that was one of the guys that went into the portal and the coach was like, fine.
I think it was Sark that said, I'm going to get some phone calls from some people that said, hey, we've taken this or we've been offered this much. And Sark said, and I'm going to say, hey, good luck. And if they give that to you, don't call us back.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to become a GM deal of salary caps and how much money have you got? So you don't overspend, because if you're Mizzou, you got quarterbacks going, Mizzou really needs a quarterback. And my price just went up. Is that Mizzou calling? Yeah. My price went up another $500,000.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think I told Tom, the guy that I like, and it would have to change Mizzou's total offense, is the quarterback from Arkansas State.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's got some game. And I tell you what, though, it's almost like that meme that we've seen from Moneyball where Jonah Hill is standing there talking to Brad Pitt and saying, Billy, this is person X, where you go and find some undervalued asset. And maybe it's like a four-star guy at Alabama that has never seen the field and is buried on the depth chart. And you're like, I really hope you're a four-star guy.
And those four-star guys end up going four different places.
Yeah.
I think that's what the four stars mean now. This dude's going to leave. He's going to go to four different schools.
So this is, I'm going to mix sports here a bit. Doug, did you see Calipari's suggestion that, going back to my lovely wife, she just started like clapping, I think, when she saw this. That basically you get one transfer, and then after that, you have to sit out a year, going back to the old way. You have to sit out a year every time you transfer.
Yeah, his rant was great. And of course,
seven minutes.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, you know, it warmed my heart when he mentioned the foreign players. So you knew I was going to latch onto that. And the thing I like the best, he goes, are they 28? We don't know. We don't have people over there. We don't have their birth certificate. He said, we don't even know their real name.
Right.
Exactly. That's true. I mean, and that's the truth.
It is.
But when it was done, did anybody come running out of the press and say, I'll kill you? I will kill you. My favorite of all time.
I could watch that over and over.
Yep.
But to get us back onto college football, Illinois played one of the more entertaining bowl games we have seen so far last night, Joe.
Hey, as you said, we talked about it. Burt would have a plan. And hey, if they're a high scoring, quick offense, you just take your time. How many times did they flash over and there's Burt standing there with his smirk on his face? Yeah.
And he was right on the line. He was right on the line of running those guys in and out too, and everything. Because Heupel had a stroke in that last minute when they called that penalty.
Yes. And like I said, just the smirk of that.
Yep.
The Big Ten, until USC dropped the ball last night. Hey, there's a guy, Lincoln Riley. Hey, I always said Lincoln Riley was going to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think Lincoln Riley will make it through USC here in about 3 or 4 years.
Lincoln Riley may join Butch Jones and, you know, go to someplace like Arkansas State.
Yeah. Lincoln Riley keeps going 8-4. They'll make a move on that deal.
Yeah, it may not be on the tarmac. I mean, because it's been done there. And Hollywood hates a sequel.
Yes.
But speaking of sequels, the Pop-Tart Bowl, larger than life, Doug.
Well, you're a marketing guy, PR guy, advertisement, all that stuff. I mean, do they not know how to do it or what? They got it going on. It's awesome.
The Athletic called it the gold standard for a mid-tier bowl. Yeah. And with what they have been able to do in terms of the branding, I mean, it's like name every other branded bowl game you can. I mean, Duke's Mayo. Okay, Joe, we know that one because they pour mayo on the coach. Okay, and we'll get to that in our picks later. But otherwise, there's not that many branded bowl games where you're like, oh, the Company X bowl game. So yeah, well, they've done an amazing job.
Yeah, and they try to do it. Did you see the BYU coach, like, put the entire Pop-Tart in his mouth? I mean, no. They handed him a Pop-Tart, and like in two bites, he put it in his mouth, and then he goes over, and when the Pop-Tart comes out, he hammers a corner of it and starts killing it. I remember the first time when that Pop-Tart came out, the players were like, we're really supposed to eat this? I mean, can we eat this?
Yeah.
And then someone broke up like, it's a real Pop-Tart. Now the players are like, it was a stampede to crush that Pop-Tart.
And they said last year the post-game celebration was like on ESPN Plus, and this year they left it on like main ABC. They like pushed the start of another bowl game back.
Exactly. Now, now the Boca Raton Bush beans was not the same they tried. They had a bowl of beans after it was over, and like the offensive and defensive MVP come up, and one of them had a look on his face like, I'm supposed to really eat this? And he scooped it up, and the one guy, they were looking at each other, and then finally one of them was like, ah, yeah, these are real beans. We're supposed to eat them. Now, I don't know why they didn't dump those on the coach.
Yeah.
That would have been better. No, that scene reminded me of an epic Simpsons scene where Mr. Burns was supposed to take a bite of Blinky the Three-Eyed Fish, and the aides were like, and rubbing. So, now, that was for those of you watching on YouTube. That was a visual.
Well, they also had, let's see, the potato bowl. They dumped French fries on them. The Cheez-It bowl, mm-hmm. which is today. Isn't that what Michigan? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Today, mm-hmm. today yeah. they'll dump Cheez-Its on it. They had to chase the Army coach down. They dumped this old school Gatorade on him.
Violently.
Yeah. So.
In other news, Portal Madness begins on January 2nd here, and they last night I in our group chat I sent a text of the LSU War Room with Lane Kiffin thanking a local restaurant for delivering food, and it looked basically like an NFL draft day there, in terms of all of the coaches and the whiteboards and everything. It's a different world now, isn't it?
Was waiting to see like a stack of Monopoly money. Like, we have this amount to spend. How much are we going to spend on running back? And just kind of like a budget of, okay, here's what we got, you know? And like you said, the Moneyball deal, Billy, this guy thinks he can do, but we don't have the money to spend on him.
Right. Yeah. That's going to be, X/Twitter is going to be a must follow, for those, few days on the portal there.
Chambliss, I guess they asked him, have you talked to Lane? And he was very flustered by it. Did you see that?
Yes.
And he said, no. And it was like, read this statement if they ask you about Kiffin. Mm-hmm. No, I have not talked to him. I am not allowed to speak to him at this. Am I? Is this right?
It didn't help that when in one of his first tweets after taking the job at LSU, Kiffin put a flag of the country of Trinidad in one of his tweets. So,
yeah.
I don't know about that. Doug, the Kansas City Chiefs, the fallout from the move is kind of continuing. What are you hearing? What's kind of been the mood down in your part of the country there? We talked about Joe's part of the country last week. What are you seeing down there?
So a lot of rabid Chiefs fans down here, and they are all okay with Kelce retiring, you know, trying to get some younger, different players, you know, spend some money in free agency. I think somebody's got to step in front of Andy again, like I said earlier, with that draft pick and say, we're not going to take the fastest guy. Let's take a lineman. Let's take somebody that's physical. So, you know, I mean, you got to appreciate the fact that Mahomes got operated on the next day and stuff. So he knows the window's still open. And I think everybody's okay for a fresh start. So I've heard several of them say they can let Butker go. You know, there's been several names of the, you know, that were the diehard guys. It's okay if they go on.
Well, Chris Jones, as even though he's probably their best defensive player, I mean, he's not getting any younger, and there's just times, you know, he doesn't make a play. Now, occasionally he does, but he's another one that probably financially would be good to say, hey, we could let this guy go and get two pretty decent players for that same amount. But
well, that game we went to, he spent more time over there getting his hammy massaged.
Yeah.
With, you know, the people had the towel down in front of him. So
yeah.
I think that's what it was. I don't think he was going to the bathroom. I think he was getting his hammy massaged.
Mm-hmm. Matt Nagy is technically the betting favorite to be the Titans' new coach. Is that addition by subtraction, or will that actually be a loss?
That's addition by subtraction.
I still wonder how much Andy, the offensive coordinator, but it seems like Andy does a lot of talking during the offense of, you know, it's probably the, hey, okay, now run this play next.
Mm-hmm. You know, Nagy, though, I mean, yeah, it was Chicago and stuff, but, you know, he had some success with Mitch Trubisky. Oh, you know, maybe the second time around that works for those. You know, sometimes those second time around guys, it works out. And then sometimes it's like, good God, why'd you do that again for?
Yeah, I remember Spagnuolo being the head coach in St. Louis, you know, so that didn't work out.
Josh McDaniels.
There's another one.
It blew me away,
and it's people still talk about it up here. One of the things that Spagnuolo did was he took down every picture of the Greatest Show on Turf days. He's like, that's not who we are anymore.
No, okay, you're not.
Yeah, we sure weren't. You got that one right, Coach. And the Colts collapse is officially complete now. I saw the stat that Sauce Gardner went 1-7 before he was traded, and then got traded and went 1-7 again. That has never happened before in the history of the National Football League.
Does that mean he won't be on the Buffalo Wild Wings commercials next year?
I don't think he will.
Okay.
But yeah, and Phillip Rivers is not starting this weekend. That was announced today. So I guess a once promising season for the Colts, not so good.
But Phillip Rivers, I love it. They were already saying, who's going to play you in the movie when they make a movie about this?
Well, yeah.
And I mean, the him being mic'd up, if you get a chance to listen to those are just like they used to be 5-6 years ago. But it's an amazing story of what he did.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
And not bad numbers either.
No. The only problem was he looked like a 44-year-old guy out there playing quarterback.
Yeah.
You know?
Indeed.
He reminded me, Doug, of the old days of the old guy that come and played Wednesday night pickup, the old man shots that you're like, my God, someone guard him. At first, he's like, I'll let him shoot. And then it's like, my God, he makes it all. And he does all this and all the passes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 8-0 and he scored all 8 points.
Yeah.
I just hate the fact that it pushes his Hall of Fame induction window back 5 more years.
You know? But he also got, for those 10 kids, he got more medical coverage. I think it's worth it.
Yeah, it is true. See, there's positives everywhere. Well, with that, folks, it is time to hear from First Coast Steel Buildings. When we come back, it will be college football playoff games as well as the final regular season week of the National Football League on Blue Horseshoes Corner when we come back.
Are you in the market for a barn dominium, house, garage, man cave, carport, or hobby shop? Wondering how to get started or where to go? Whatever you are looking to design, look no further than First Coast Steel Buildings. Give Jason and his team a call at 912-314-4848. They will guide you through the process, designing your building to fit your specific needs and budget. Call them today at 912-314-4848 or get inspirational ideas and start designing your own by visiting them at firstcoaststeel.com. Again, that's the number one, S-T, coaststeel.com. Their low-cost buildings are fully galvanized steel, providing you with worry-free, low-maintenance requirements, integrity, quality, and a family-first approach. First Coast Steel Buildings, 912-314-4848.
And we are back on the St. Louis Sportus Podcast. Along with Joe Sperlin and Doug Lansdowne, my name is Ron Cook, and it is time for Blue Horseshoes Corner. Folks, please remember that these picks are for recreational purposes only and should not be the basis of any actual wager. No matter how tempting it is to go on your phone, hit one of those apps, please do not. If you believe you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. These odds are from BetESPN on Wednesday morning, the 31st of January at 9:30 a.m. And with that, Blue Horseshoe.
Hey, and if you're listening to us for NFL picks, holy cow. Like I said, what was that? Remember when I talked about the AI, how the AI was wrong? We're the version of AI in the NFL. We do not have a copy of the script.
Very bad, Jerry. Very bad.
I love Sunday night when Mike Tirico actually threw out the "this is how it was scripted." And people, I can't believe how many people are like, he actually admitted it. I was like, my gosh. All right, let's start up today. By the way, this game, Miami at Ohio, -9.5. I saw that game you could get in today if you're wanting to drive down there real quick. $32 to get in.
Really?
Yeah, and people are screaming about that's why these games need to be at home. I'm like, well, you're still traveling if you're Miami. Let's see, you went to Texas, and then you'd go to Ohio State. So, Ron, what do you think? The Canes at the Buckeyes, or versus the Buckeyes, not at.
Well, two things. One, when ESPN came out with their list of alternate broadcasts, there was not a Michael Irvin cam, which disappointed me very much. I would have had that on one of the alternate screens for sure. Two, I go back to what I said when this whole thing started. Ohio State is the Borg. Ohio State wins, and I think they cover.
Doug?
I completely agree. I think Miami can never play as good as they did against Texas A&M, and I think people have forgot that Ohio State is really, really good.
I would agree with you guys, but I'm going to take Ohio to win and Miami to cover just because everyone is on the Ohio State.
The hook. The hook got you, didn't it? It was the hook.
Yeah. The Ohio State will probably win by 10 if it's like here recently. And then I believe, and like I said, I'm doing this from memory, we're playing the Cotton Bowl at Oregon at Texas Tech. Oregon -2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ron, what do you think on that one?
Well, first of all, that is game one of tomorrow, which is a marathon. So I recommend having your canister of holiday popcorn here. It's the one where you open and it's got the three kinds, the caramel,
you can eat a flavor
butter,
each game.
And the cheese. also the Utz pub mix.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It's a great go-to.
Yeah.
So again, this is game one of three tomorrow. So plan accordingly as you will watch the Oregon Ducks defeat the best team money can buy this year.
There you go. Doug, your thoughts?
What was the line again?
2.5. Oregon -2.5.
I think Oregon wins but doesn't cover.
Oh, a sweater.
Yep.
A sweater. I will take the Ducks. As the previous bowls have shown, the Big Ten North, as I like to refer to them, may be for real as compared to the Big Ten or how many there are south down in Texas Tech.
Spur and hockey, old-time hockey fans would call that the Norris Division.
Yes, exactly.
Throw that out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Then the Rose Bowl, the wet Rose Bowl. They're supposedly going to get poured on, monsoon-type weather. Alabama at Indiana. The Keith Jackson voice does not go good with Indiana.
It doesn't.
Never heard that one before. Indiana -7. Ron, what do you think?
This is the most painful pick I've had to make all year. Yeah, give me... It's going to be the Tide. And here's what's going to happen. The second that Indiana thinks about last year, they're doomed.
Yeah. Doug, what do you think?
Just Google me.
Hey, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Just Google me.
They asked him about his players, what they thought about Alabama, and he says, they've just watched Alabama on tape. They don't know anything else. That guy's Mr. Personality. Old Miss at Georgia. Georgia -6.5. Doug?
Georgia wins and covers.
What he said.
I'm with you. I think the layup that they had last week, I think Georgia's going to win it. And then we got to go to this, our favorite, Duke's Mayo. Someone is going to get the Duke's Mayo dumped on them. Wake Forest at Mississippi State. The SEC just means more. Oh, I got to add this. Did you see the comparison of Tennessee, Mizzou, and Minnesota and LSU about how they were comparing it all?
Yeah.
Tennessee and Mizzou did not beat anybody with a record over 500. But anyways.
No.
But so Mississippi State is favored by -3. Doug, what do you think?
Like Wake Forest. Because I want to see that Demon Deacon get it dumped all over it.
Get dumped on, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see the mascot get it.
Ron?
I, too, will take Wake Forest, and I think the Demon Deacon is one of the most underrated, scary... The Demon Deacon and the Purple Ace at Evansville are two of the most creepy-tacular mascots in college sports right now.
And the Shocker at Wichita State.
Yes.
Love the signs. Wichita is not a state.
Yeah. I knew that was coming. Hey, I'm just going to say it just means more. Give me the team that shouldn't even be there, Mississippi State.
More cowbell.
Yes. 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 All right. Now, let's go to the dreaded NFL. Holy cow. Hey, folks right there, don't bet on any of this, but certainly don't take these. All right, Saturday. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, who's what, lost 6 in a row, is favored by -2.5. As I always like to say, you know, the famous a couple times in college, but then on these NFL games, I say somebody knows something. So -2.5, Tampa Bay at home, and Baker. Baker with that puzzled look on his face when he throws another interception or they turn it over like he can't believe it. Ron, what do you think?
Can I predict a tie?
You can. That would be good.
No, I think Carolina's going to win because I stand by my statement that Tampa Bay is the car at the end of the Blues Brothers. They have completely fallen.
Yes. Off. Doug, I would agree with that.
I think Tampa wins after it gets reported that Bowles and Baker got into a fist fight at halftime.
Could happen.
I can see that happen.
Yep.
I would agree with all those, but I'm going to take Carolina because I think Ron's right on the car there. So then Seattle, who now has become the favorite to win the Super Bowl after 1 week, Seattle -1.5 at the 49ers. By the way, these are Saturday. Ron, what do you think?
San Francisco only because they're home. Anytime you get down to that 1.5 range, give me the home team.
I'm with you. Doug?
I'm with you. They win and never have to leave home again.
That's exactly right. I'm with you. San Francisco. Just because we've been using now a couple of these games, folks, we had to put these in just because we've been picking them all year. Dallas -3.5 at the New York Giants. Ron, what do you think?
Jarrett goes out in a blaze of glory and then has an overpriced dinner in Manhattan. Cowboys.
Okay. Doug, what do you think?
Yep. Cowboys.
Oh, so I'm going to go with the Cowboys too, just because they're, like I said, they're just better, I guess. Speaking of not good, and I'm saying the Las Vegas Raiders, holy cow. Kansas City, -5.5. Can I say it? The 6-10 Kansas City Chiefs. How this is not 50, the spread isn't 50. Because you talk about a team that's just said, we're done. My favorite is their best player. They said, yeah, he's done. He's hurt. And he says, I'm not hurt. Yes, you are. Oh, no, I'll post this video of me playing basketball. I'm not hurt with a knee. Hey, the Chiefs may not want to win this game, but the Raiders want to lose it even more. I'll take the Chiefs. Ron, what do you think?
I think if you have a Chiefs fan in your life, ask them who their starting quarterback is.
Yeah.
And then just say that's okay.
Yeah.
They win.
Doug?
Chiefs win, but do not cover.
Okay. We went and picked up Emma yesterday at the airport and drove by Arrowhead, and both times I said, Rhonda, look at Arrowhead. This may be the last time you ever see it. It may be imploded by the next time we come by. And then Sunday night, wrapping it up, Baltimore, which this just shocked me too, -3.5 at the Mud Hut for the playoff berth. And as if you've been a listener, I'm still on the Baltimore bandwagon. Just give it, give Derrick Henry the damn ball and get out of the way.
Have you ever seen Thelma and Louise, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, just give it to Derrick Henry and get out of the way. Go ahead, Doug. I know who you're picking, Doug.
Nope. Like I said, this is where King Henry walks on the field next week and says, I must break you.
Yes, I agree. Ron?
This is where Mike Tomlin stands in the middle of the field at the end of the game with his arms folded and kind of nodding and like, uh-huh. Y'all doubted me, didn't you?
Yeah.
With his sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be snowing.
Give me the Steelers.
And yeah.
Yeah, gentle snowflakes falling. Uh-huh. It's a Christmas ornament looking for a place to happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you, Blue Horseshoe. That was outstanding.
Oh, like I said, folks, that's for entertainment purposes only. Trust us.
It truly, truly is. We talked about the eligibility crisis in college hoops a little bit earlier. The one thing we didn't get to is the fact that guys that have been drafted by the NBA are now like going to be playing at Baylor. And shockingly, that is within the rules. One of the things I heard, Doug, was that the kids that are coming out of high school now are like, huh? Really? Because some of them are getting pushed aside for, as Joe, you were saying, the 29-year-olds.
Yeah.
Is this a situation, Doug, where they've got to step in and do something, or are they just going to Wild West this, you think, Doug?
They need to step in and do something, but I think they Wild West it. I mean, I don't think anybody's got guts enough to step in and do it.
And I don't know who they even can, because then they'll end up the famous, I'll just take it to court. And since you have horrible rules and horrible guidelines, and you're like, there's no standards, or it's all just such a mess, the courts will say, hey, you guys, this is a joke. Well, yeah, he's eligible.
Yeah, pretty soon, guys that have like NBA experience are going to be playing at the University of Minnesota or something. It's just going to be goofy, but it's something to watch. Right up there with the fact that they are voting later this month on. Are you ready for this? Hang on. Where am I? Corporate patches on college uniforms. Coming as early as next year, the speculation is $1 million for basketball and between $1 to $2 for football.
Well, when their hedge fund is going to end up promoting a lot of that and saying, hey, here's the deal we made with these people.
Yeah. So change is afoot. And it's kind of one less separation between college and pro in terms of college basketball. And with that, we have reached the last call brought to you by Black Dog Consulting. Black Dog Consulting LLC is here to help the one truck owner and the small fleet owner to grow and prosper. Our buddy Dave Reinhardt has 37 years and 4 million plus miles of experience with flatbed, step deck, overdimensional dry vans, and refrigerated units. He grew the last fleet he managed from one truck to five, with yearly gross revenue of $3.7 million. If this is the growth you are looking for, contact Dave at 417-217-9622 or oldblackdog0523@gmail.com. Black Dog Consulting, helping you retrieve bigger profits. Joe Sperlin, what is your last call of 2025?
Something I saw this morning that I probably had heard and didn't notice until it finally happened, but the old kind of makes you feel old. MTV, the original MTV of showing the videos and everything associated with them, is no longer after today. I think it was 44 years, they said. So They've went to the YouTube and the streaming and the reality shows. So for our lifetime, that was kind of what we grew up with. So it's kind of sad to see that, but it is what it is. Time goes on. But I thought that was kind of, as you said, Ron, Cloud, get out of the way here, get off my lawn.
Yes.
So
old man yells, Cloud. No, that was, I mean, I remember just coming home, and that was one of the must-have channels on your basic cable back in the day.
Well, I would say it's the, as I tell them, it would be your version of TikTok right now. I mean, every kid was like, I had to watch MTV. So that was their version of TikTok. So I get it.
Yep. Mr. Lansdowne.
So I'm going to revisit a young man we talked about just a little while ago. Trinidad Chambliss for Ole Miss. You know, he has petitioned to get a 6-year of eligibility. Did you see what his case is for getting the year?
I'm afraid.
He didn't play in 2022 when he was at, what was it, Ferris State?
Uh-huh.
You know why he didn't play? Chronic tonsillitis.
Oh.
So,
that
and
would,
he's hired.
That would keep a guy down.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you just can't rip them some bitches out and eat ice cream for 2 weeks and then come back anymore. You know, have some mac and cheese, some antibiotics, and go play. You set out the whole year because of chronic tonsillitis. So
that's
amazing. So he's going to get his 6-year and join Lane down there. And, you know, it didn't get cold enough for your tonsils to bother you down there, does it, Ron?
No, it can't.
So he'll be good. Yeah,
it can't. I think of Dr. Harlan swabbing my tonsils, which was one of the most traumatic things of my early childhood. And if you've never had your tonsils swabbed, folks,
and obviously stars. Trinidad didn't either. If they didn't either.
He was scared of that big old long stick.
Yeah. Oh, and Dr. Harlan, may he rest in peace. I mean, he did not mess around. He would jam that stick down your throat.
Hey, and folks, this is what you get when it's just the A-V-A boys.
A. With the Bloody Mary at 10:42 on New Year's Eve. Yeah. So to bring us out of it and back, I will go to my last call, which I heard on my podcast when I was walking Willie McGee the Foxhound here just before the podcast. This past year, of the 100 most watched television shows, how many of them do you think were live sporting events, Joe Sperlin?
100 most shows? Oh, I'd say over half. Easy.
Okay.
I'm gonna say 57.
57. Doug?
I was going to say 90.
The correct answer is 96 of the top 100 shows were live sports. Of those 96, 92 were college or pro football. The four that were not were the inauguration of Donald Trump addressing Congress, the joint session, the Academy Awards and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Those were your four. Those were your four shows that were not live sports. And so when people say, you've got a podcast, really? What do you do? Sports. Okay, well, yeah. There's some interest in sports these days in these fine United States of America.
Well, it's like 96. We said, those bowl games, they talk about how it's some of the ESPN's highest ratings when there's a bowl game from Shreveport at 10 in the morning.
Right.
Against
that we were all watching
from the Sun Belt. Yeah. Exactly.
So, and they've also said that it is the least, sports are the least time shifted programs, because no one wants to record a game that you will know the outcome of. No, you want to watch it live. You want to watch it when it happens.
Sure.
So that's why it's on. And so
I remember Rhonda, probably a month ago, Rhonda and I was out at the store and a lady had a Chiefs jersey on, and I said, hey, how about that game? Chiefs pulled it out, and she's glared at me and said, I have it recorded. And I said, or maybe they didn't pull it out, but it was really close. So they didn't pull it out is what I said. I said, I'm really not for sure what happened, as she glared at me as she walked by. So
the one time I have done this in the last 6 years, I was working an event back in Joplin. And the senior senator for Missouri, Josh Hawley, was there. And I was recording the LSU game. And I was talking to Senator Hawley's security guy. And I said, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting home. I'm recording the LSU game and, haven't caught any score yet. So I'm looking forward to watching it. And he's like, oh, they're up 21-7 in the second quarter.
Perfect. Perfect.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
At any rate, we want to thank each and every one of you that are listening or watching to this for being with us at any point in 2025. We're just guys talking about sports and snacks and whatever else comes to mind.
Consoles.
So thank you. Consoles, yes. So thank you very much for putting up with us this year. Happy New Year, listeners. We'll see you in 2026. And thank you for joining us on the St. Louis Sports Podcast. Until next time, take care.
And that wraps another episode of the St. Louis Sports Podcast. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. You can find these guys on all major podcast platforms. And thanks for listening.